Okay, why don't you tell me a little bit about the band? Tell me a little bit about, I know you're involved and you have other music projects going on as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you'd like to tell me a little bit about Waylaid, that would be great. How you guys all started and sure. How long you've been together and all that great stuff.
So like, basically, it's just like me in my bedroom writing songs. And then all my roommates are basically musicians. So we had one form of Waylaid like maybe 2 years ago that we had Jeff playing violin and drums, another man playing double bass. But then that kind of dissolved after a while, and then now I've kind of restarted the band. So like I asked a friend John, who's not here today, who plays cello, and then JP plays violin, and we mm-hmm. started working together. And then I added Jeff and Anik, so Anik to play drums and then Jeff to play bass. And then we kind of worked these songs that have kind of been sitting around for too long that I kind of wanted to share with people. And then that's kind of how Waylaid started. So it's basically started this September.
Okay. The other members of the band, why don't you tell people you're also involved in other projects as well. Are you guys mostly from WLU? Is that right?
Yep. We're all from the music program? Yeah, all from the music program.
Yeah, which is really cool. So why don't you go one by one? And EQ, go next.
Well, yeah. I'm also in another band right now called Onion House.
Yeah.
And me and Jeff are both in that playing the same instruments.
Yep, that's right. There's layers of Onion House sitting here, too.
Yeah, sweet pieces.
Oh, yeah. And Matt and I also have our own little side project, like kind of like an
experimental
kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
We call Sweet Pieces. We're...
To make some pretty sweet pieces.
We loop sounds and different things like that.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Try to make kind of concerts out of found sounds.
Okay. Yeah, do you guys know Kat?
Kat Gimmon, yes.
As well?
Yep. She's a good friend of ours.
And actually. Alex Hansen, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Friends of ours.
Yep. JP, what about you?
I'm not particularly with any band, but I'm keeping myself busy with, you know, things like orchestras and, you know, ensembles, mostly classical, but I'm having this band that's, you know, it's just a little more modern and, you know, have fun, basically.
That's a nice, lovely, full, opulent sound. Jeff, you're a friend of Onion House, but how is Onion House different from Waylaid? And I think they're different.
Different chemistry, I'd say. You know, different people and different music.
Yeah.
I just feel like just a different kind of energy. Alex writes about different subject matter than Matt, and different influences. You know, Alex draws from guys like Nirvana and the Pixies, whereas Matt sort of touches into sort of songwriters like Elliot Smith and Bahamas.
Bahamas? Okay.
Bahamas is great. Actually, Matt and I just saw him in London a couple nights ago.
Oh, did you really? Yeah, he's pretty hot, eh?
He's got some great tunes, but yeah. But yeah, lots of fun with Waylaid.
I see a little bit of... Who writes most of the... Matt, do you write most of the songs?
Yeah, so basically I write everything and then I just tell them kind of what to do. And then they'll put in their little bit of creative input, like their flourish with their personalities that makes the music work.
I see Elliot Smith, but I also see Tim Buckley, maybe. Nick Drake.
I listened to Nick Drake when I was in high school.
Little bit. So you take the songs to the band and then they sort of flesh it out for you?
I kind of have them, like, I'm a classical guitarist, so I play all the parts like on my guitar and I'll sing. And then I kind of like will show JP, I want you to play this like on the violin, and he'll play it. And then I'll have Jeff like, okay, this is like, what am I doing the bass? And he'll like maybe put something else to it. And I'll hit something on my leg for Anik, and Anik will just make it sound better. So like basically, yeah, that's kind of what I do. Or they're all very intuitive musicians, so I'll be like, I want this to sound kind of like this.
Yeah,
or like,
which makes sense.
Flowy, and they'll just be able to do it. So it's really nice.
So you kind of think I'm like... written by Matt, but we arrange them as a group. Matt kind of telling us conceptually what he'd like, and then
do you kind of flip around songs or mess around with songs, turn them on their side and go
during rehearsals sometimes Anik will break out into like a metal blast beat or sometimes like an Indian drum beat, and then we'll play a song like that. But it's mainly just for fun. I think just to entertain ourselves. But
we also give the remixes different band names, like Waylaid Light and Waylaid Afternoon and Waylaid Night.
we have different inceptions of the band. So we're trying different because we can play in different styles. So it's kind of fun, actually. Yeah.
Well, it's a very collective effort. So I'm guessing half the fun is just putting it all together and create a process.
Yeah.
Shall we try? I'm going to try and play a short line now.
Sure, yeah, great.
And then we'll talk about where you recorded this, the fabulous Sugar Shack.
Yeah, sure.
Because this, I did write a little bit about this last week. We can talk about this more and talk about why you, Simon LaRochette,
yeah,
and how that came to be. Anyway, here's Short Line and Waylaid on Coral FM.
I'm on a short line, don't have much, have much time. I'm on this fine line, not much left in my mind.
Okay, that was Short Line from Waylaid. And they're here in the studio with me, all four guys, Matt, Anik, JP, and Jeff. Let's talk about, well, for one thing, JP has a killer solo on that. Mm-hmm. So why don't you talk about this? You're violin guy.
Sure.
How'd this come to be? Did you just sort of come to them and go, I'm sticking this solo in here? Or did it, like, was it a natural sort of organic jamming process? How did that happen?
Well, we usually, when we play solo, we usually just improvise whatever comes within their head. But, you know, it felt great when when we went to the Sugar Shack. It was such a nice place.
Yeah.
It was such a nice, clean studio, so you know, maybe that affected me, and you know, it was, my brain was working extra, you know, better that day, so, and you know, voila, happened.
Okay, I'll.
JP actually did that whole solo just in one take. He
that's
went in,
right.
in his first take and got it perfect the first time.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, why don't you guys? How did you find Simon LaRochette? How did you guys find the Sugar Shack?
So, when I was in high school, I was in another band called Matthew and the Birds, and I recorded an album with Simon when he was at a different studio.
Okay.
And then I also recorded previously with Andy McGoffin as well, another album.
At House of Miracles?
At the House of Miracles, yeah. which was originally the Sugar Shack. So it was the same studio.
Yeah.
And then when I found out that Simon got the House of Miracles now, or that now he's now the Sugar Shack,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to work with him. And I didn't have anything, like, prepared. So
yeah.
And I just asked him, like, oh, are you, like, available to record? He's like, oh, yeah, definitely. So
that's
and we
great.
Just set up a date. So
we actually worked with Andy McGoffin as well on on this. He did the mastering on this.
Yeah,
and
he's in Cambridge now, right?
Yeah, yeah, he moved to Cambridge. He has a lovely studio that's it's like a old stable.
Oh,
yeah, it's like a stable for a bar that's like right next to it, and then like it's just he just converted it. So it's massive, huge floor space.
It is the most beautiful studio I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's kind of but it's funny cuz it looks almost exactly like the other studio.
Like, all like Sugar
Shack. Yeah, yeah, it's like in a weird way. You can tell that's like
it's very obviously just designed by the same person.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell it's Andy had his fingerprints there.
So. Just to let people know, tell them a little bit about Sugar Shack because it's not your average studio.
Yeah, it's like it's in London and it's on Wellington Street, which is the main street of like kind of like the pipeline of like how to get downtown to and from London. And it's literally a shack, the outside looks like a meth dealer's house, it's in between a hair salon and now a tattoo parlor. When I was originally there, it was like a laundromat and a tattoo parlor, but it's really cool. It's in between two local businesses, and then it's just kind of there, and you have to kind of like walk over the falling step and open the door with the like pliers that are like that's the doorknob. Oh, yeah, like right. Like
his so version of having a security system is making the outside look like a crack den so that people won't want to steal anything.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Because you enter it, you go inside, and it's like this magical.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's all wood. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all wood. Yeah,
gorgeous.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's probably one of my favorite places to record for sure.
So. Yeah, that is so cool. Okay, so this is just. These are your first two songs, right?
Yeah.
We
have
a lot. Are you working on a full length release?
I mean, we have all the music to do so. We just need money to do like funding kind of thing. So like we have enough to do that. But we do have a music video that Anik can talk about for the song I just played, Shortline.
Yes.
Yeah. Because so far we have this 1910 and Shortline both on Bandcamp. It's for $1.
Right.
And also I directed a music video for Shortline. You can watch that on YouTube. And it was a pretty fun process. Mm-hmm. Like we mainly just recorded a lot of our trip to London with the Sugar Shack, so you can see what that looks like in the video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we came back and we realized that we didn't have anything shot for the chorus, so I shot Matt from some really weird angles and did funny stuff with the colors and balloons and things, and we just had a really great time.
So watch it to the end of the video for sure. Yeah.
And you'll get to see the balloon surprise.
Yeah, that was really. And Nynik did a really good job. He sat in his bedroom for like hours just like editing stuff.
Editing takes a long time.
Yeah, it took weeks. Yeah. And it was so funny. Matt and Jeff were. Like, they're also my roommates, and they were so excited for the video. They watched me just sit in my room silently editing a video from 1 a.m. to 3:30 a.m., and then we finally released it in the morning. It was a great time.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely really fun.
So do you guys want to talk about you have a show coming up at Cafe Pyres tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So, who are you with? Are you by yourselves? Or?
So we're playing with two other people. Josh. Yeah, Josh. I can't remember his last name, but he's playing with a band called Yes Please.
Okay.
And then Alexis Castro-Giovanni is playing second. And then I think we're playing last. It's going to be pretty cool. Like, we have, I'm pretty excited because we haven't really had a full band debut. We've only had, like, sections of the band play at certain places. So we have the cello, violin, bass, and drums, and guitar, and everything. So it's going to be, I'm actually excited.
Yeah, this is our first big show with all five
Yeah,
of us
a big show with all five. So
that is great.
It's pretty exciting.
Well, I like Pyres. It's a nice atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice and cozy. It's like being in your living room and all your favorite musicians are there.
It's a great, I believe it's a great, like, vegan place as well.
It is. It's a good place to eat.
Pretty good food.
It's a great place
Josh, to eat. Josh Pensler is his name. Josh Pensler and Yes Please.
Hi, Josh. Josh Pensler and Yes Please.
Yeah, that's his band. Yes.
We'll give them a plug. Yeah, it is. My favorite thing to eat there is an ALT, which is avocado, lettuce, and tomato. And I like the chai latte as well. I'm kind of a regular there, and I often do interviews there, too. So it's
nice.
In the hood.
Yeah,
it's a nice place. If you plan to get to the show, it's pretty easy to get to because it's right near Charles Street Terminal. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, just across the street.
So, like, if you're walking it or you could bus it, you're right across the street. Yeah, so it's exactly. Not a problem at all.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Do you have any other gigs coming up after that?
Currently, not right now. We're just, like, working on some stuff. It's basically, like, it's kind of like the battle of finishing school. Like,
I was just going to say
my last year of undergrad degree in music, so it's kind of like a, you know, just getting all the assignments and applications for master's in and stuff. So
that being said, we do post updates on our website, waylaidmusic.com.
Yep.
So you can check back there for any upcoming gigs. We usually have them
exactly
pretty up. Like,
but yeah, we post stuff, and if not, I'll be on Facebook as well. So
okay,
you can always check out there.
What are you guys listening to right now? Do you have a favorite band that I can wrap this up with?
Favorite band? Bahamas. I'd say Bahamas.
Okay, Bahamas is good.
Yeah,
Bahamas. Just call Bahamas.
If there's one band that all four of us are listening to heavily right now,
yeah,
it's Bahamas.
Yeah,
sure. He's pretty hot.
not the band.
Yeah, not the band.
How about Lost in the Light? Does that work?
Sure.
That's
so
a good
one. That's the one.
That's a good one. The Canadian music industry is just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It is so, there are so many talented people like right across the country and in this very area, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And there's like several groups of people I've talked to that their musical grounding is from WLU, which I think is really cool. Like, you guys are all in the music programs. I've had Kat here as a guest, and we've talked about all her improv stuff.
Yeah.
It's been really cool. Alex, Onion House has been here. Mm-hmm. The only band I haven't had, you guys are like a little broken social scene all by yourselves. The only band I haven't had here is Acoustic Dirt.
Which is
Evan's band.
Yeah.
And that'll happen too. So here it is for you guys. Bahamas, Lost in the Light. Okay, boys, here you go. Here's the Lost in the Light, Bahamas.
I'm lost in the light. I pray for the night to take me to. After so many words, still nothing's heard. Don't know what we should do. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. It was my greatest thrill when we just stood still. You let me hold your hand till I had my fill. Even counting sheep don't help me sleep. I just toss and turn right there beside you. So if someone could help me now, they'd help you too. They'd help you too. See you through all the hard things all gotta do, 'cause this life is long, and so you wouldn't be wrong. Being free, leaving me on my bones. I said some awful things and I take them back. If we would try again, just remember when, before we were lovers, I swear we were friends. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. Let me see you through all the hard things we've all gotta do. 'Cause this life is long, so you wouldn't be wrong. Being free. Thank you.
As the people go, as Waylaid goes thumping down the stairs, Anik, Jeff, JP, and Matt. So that was lots of fun.